Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry Nilan Tivandapoy says the ministry has suspended the seizure of fake textiles for now. He said inasmuch as government wants to protect the local textiles in the country, it is taking cognizance of the procedures and mechanisms involved so as to ensure that all parties involved are satisfied. Mr. Vanderboy's comments come a day after some textiles at the Mokala market were seized. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Vanderboy called on marketmen to voluntarily provide information on individuals and companies flooding the market with fake textiles.
In as much as we want to compromise the laws of the country and also our desire to protect local industry, especially the textile industry, we also as a government have to take cognizance of the fact that procedures and mechanisms for effective implementation of laws must be done in a very humane and also conducive environment that will not create fear and panic and cause other problems for us. The market women, apart from those who sell the cloth or textile dealers, other market women who are dealing in other things like perishables and the rest, have also raised questions about the manner and procedure that the tax force uses to effect arrest of those who are dealing in pirated textile in the market. They said almost always their mode of branding sometimes cause pandemonium, injury, fear and panic all over in the market. And I said there's a need for us to suspend the activities for now, have a stakeholders meeting, then we can all sit down and discuss the mode of branding of the tax force and then find a much more congenial and much more acceptable way of effecting that particular legislation, that particular law within an environment that will be acceptable to all.
This issue of fake textiles has been with us for some time now. There are a lot of interventions by government, designated ports of entry and the rest, but it looks like it still persists. How do we go around this problem?
Last week, I had a meeting with the textile dealers, and I stressed on our desire to make sure we get those people who deal in the fake textiles out of the market.
That was Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry Nilan Tivandapoy in that interview with Maxwell Yusifu.